Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. Your net control station this evening is KD8ION. My name is Patrick, and I'm located in Johnstown. This net meets each Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. local time on this frequency, with a backup repeater frequency of 444.275 MHz. The purpose of this net is to conduct Franklin County area's business and to discuss amateur radio topics related to public service and emergency communications. One evening each month, we hold an in-person meeting. The next meeting will be held on March 21st at the Franklin County Office of Emergency Management and Homeland Security, located at 5300 Strawberry Farms Boulevard in Northeast Columbus. The meeting time will be at 7:30 p.m. Calling the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. All licensed amateur radio operators are welcome and encouraged to check in. When checking in, please provide your call sign clearly and phonetically. Please also provide your name. PL tone of 94.8 Hz is required to access this repeater system. At this time, I will take check-ins from any stations having either emergency or priority traffic for the net. Please call KD8ION. Take check-ins from stations that have Franklin County area's business and or announcements or ARRL bulletins for this evening's net. Please call KD8ION.
KA8RLC, Kilo Alpha 8, Romeo Lima Charlie, Cal.
Kilo Bravo 8, Charlie Mike Whiskey, KB8CMW, Paul.
Delta 8, India, India, Bravo, Kevin.
I acknowledge KD8IIB, Kevin, KA8RLC, Cal, KB8CMW, Paul. I will now take check-ins using quadrants divided by Interstate 70 and Interstate 71. Please call in groups of 3 to 4 at a time. Are there any stations which are north of I-70 and east of I-71? Please call KD8ION.
Delta 8, Romeo Tango Papa, John.
I acknowledge Kilo 3, Alpha Uniform X-ray, Tim, and Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Tango Papa, John. There was a double the first go-around, so that other station come back. Calling the northeast quadrant at this time.
Kilo 8, Lima Echo, K8LE, Andy.
Kilo Delta 8, Golf Romeo November, Jeff.
Kilo 8, Uniform Bravo, name is Hugh.
Acknowledge Andy, K8LE, Jeff, KD8GRN, Hugh, K8UB, good evening. Any additional station in the northeast quadrant, please call KD8ION. Are there any stations which are south of I-70 and east of I-71, the southeast quadrant? Please call KD8ION.
Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Yankee Tango, KD8SYT, Lynn.
This is Alpha Bravo 8, Mike Whiskey. Mike. Oh.
Yankee Mike Tango.
I acknowledge KD8SYT Lynn, KB8YVI Phil, AB8MW Mike, and N8YMTJ. Any additional stations in the southeast quadrant, please call KD8ION. Southwest quadrant, stations south of I-70 and west of I-71. Please call KD8ION.
Whiskey 8, Romeo, Whiskey Romeo, Bob.
Kilo Delta 8, Hotel Victor X-Ray, KD8 HVX, Jim.
I acknowledge WARWR Bob and KD8 HVX, Jim. Any additional stations? Southwest quadrant, please call KD8ION. Moving to the northwest quadrant, these are stations north of I-70 and west of I-71. Please call KD8ION.
Whiskey 8 Radio Victor, W8RV, Ken.
Kilowatt 6, Hotel, Romeo, Uniform, K6HRU, Bruce.
Kilo 8, Oscar, Victor, Papa, Frank.
Acknowledge W8RV, Ken, K6HRU, Bruce. K8OVP Frank, and station calling at the end there, you were not making it, or possibly there was a double. Please try it again.
KE8ANW, Kilo Echo 8, Alpha November Whiskey, Brian.
Whiskey 8, Kilo Whiskey Golf, Gail.
Good evening, Brian, KE8ANW, and Gail, W8KWG. Any additional stations in the northwest quadrant, please call. Good evening, this is the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. Now calling any station inside or outside of Franklin County wishing to check in to the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. Please call KD8ION. You do not need to be a member of the Franklin County RES to participate.
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Whiskey Papa Kenny.
Whiskey 8, Sierra Golf Mike. W8STM Mike.
Kilo Echo 8, Hotel Zulu Zulu, Ken.
Acknowledge W8SGM Mike, K-E-H-H-Z-Z-Z, Ken, Hotel Zulu Zulu. Ken, just a heads up, I missed the first syllable on the first time you called in, so key down and take a breath and then go. The first station calling, I got a KC8 and I lost you in the noise there. If you could try it again, please.
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Whiskey Papa Kenny.
I got Kilo Charlie 8, Whiskey Victor Papa, and that's Kenny. Thank you for checking in. Any additional stations inside or outside of Franklin County, please call. This time I will go back to those stations having Franklin County RES announcements. I will begin with Kevin, KD8IB. Go ahead, Kevin.
Oh, goodness, you caught me off guard. I wasn't ready. There we go. Okay. Upcoming nets, as usual. Next week, March 7th, K6HRU, Bruce. March 14th, KE8ANW, Brian. March 21st will be our in-person. And March 28th, KD8RTP, John. And I heard all three of you on the air tonight, so that's your reminder. KD8IIB clear, and back to net.
Thank you, Kevin. I just want to keep you on your toes. Next, we'll go to Cal, KA8RLC. Go ahead, Cal.
Good evening, Patrick. Good evening to the net. This is KA8RLC. Obviously, upcoming. I'll let you discuss those. Otherwise, remind everyone of the spotter class, March 24th. And then on March 31st, we have the bunny hop run in Westerville, and KE8ANW is coordinating that. March. The only thing we have right now on the schedule in April is the step up for Stephanie, which is April 21st, and N8YMTJ is coordinating that. And unless someone has a question, I'll give it back to you, Patrick, KA8RLC.
Okay, just Cal, you dropped out of the repeater a couple of times there. Missed the first part up until the first break at your line of thought there, and then we didn't catch the last part after the bunny hop. If you could repeat those.
Okay, I will try again and make sure I'm holding down the button. Hopefully you got about the spotter class on 3/24 at the OSU Fawcett Center. Bunny hop is 3/31. And then in April, step up for Stephanie on 4/21. And with that, hopefully I made it this time, and I'll give it back to you, Patrick, KA8RLC.
That sounded much better that time, Cal. Are there any questions for Cal about any of those events? Please call. not the least, KB8 CMW, Paul, go ahead.
KD8ION, KB8 CMW. I'm coordinating the Arnold Pump and Run this Sunday. I've heard back from just about everybody except you, K8UB. Did you receive the email view from me? And I think you're the only one, K8BAS, I haven't heard him check in. So if I could go direct, Patrick, to you, I'd like to see if he's received my email.
Call your station, Paul.
KUB, KB8CMW.
KB8CMW, KUB.
You received the email, should have received it by now, you.
The last time I checked, which was about noon today, I had not received it yet, but I do have my registration in, so I'm legal. And at the same time, I've got the information on site and who Ned is going to be, et cetera. And I guess I'm not sure what the rest of the memo was about or email. Go ahead.
If you haven't received it by noon today, then you might as well have got it by snail mail. Same location previous years, you. 8:30 on the station will be fine. And N8UTI will be net control. So if you need anything else, we will be on the 06 repeater Sunday morning. So hope to see you then. Other than that, that's all I have for that. Are any other questions, you, that you need from me?
Yes. Actually, I'm going to be at Front and Nationwide to confirm that. And what time do you want me on site itself, 8:30, or do they start at 8:30?
Fine. The run starts around 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock on the first run. The second one should start about 10:15. And I think I put that on the email as 10:45, but about 10:15 will be for the second run. So anyway, as you can hear from my voice, I'm losing it quick. So with that, if that's all you need, then that's we'll see you Sunday morning.
Copy all of that, and I'll see you Sunday morning as well. K8UB, clear.
Thank you. Patrick, that's all I have. Look forward to seeing you probably Friday morning and getting ready for the Arnold. So back to you, Patrick. KD8ION, KB8CMW.
Thank you, Paul, and thank you for organizing the Pump and Run. And I do want to thank all the Pump and Run volunteers for helping Paul out. And for also signing up via the webpage there, that just that helps us track volunteer hours so we can accurately report who's doing what and make sure you get credit for your service, and we can report that up to people that really want to know that information. Also, I think Homeland Security kind of wants to know who's out there also, just in case, but... All right, with that, I guess I'll just say a brief thing about the Arnold here after a quick break. And basically, thanks everyone ahead of time that's on the air and that is working the event this coming weekend. Can't do it without you. Your help is truly appreciated. I know all the leadership team of the medical team always speaks highly of the hams, and it kind of goes to your professional nature for the weekend. It makes a big impact on the weekend. So thanks again from me personally. I'll try to get out and see everyone, but if I miss someone, thank you. Are there any questions about the Arnold? I'll take any last-minute questions.
Hey, Juby.
Yeah, go ahead, Hugh.
Paul, the actual time and everything is at 8:45 or 9 o'clock start. At any anticipated time this thing would conclude?
Go ahead, Paul.
KB8CMW. I would say if the second run starts at 10:15, you ought to be released from your assignment by 10:30.
I copy that. Just also checking for email. Do you have hughohio14@gmail.com?
Not sure on that. I sent that out right after talking to you the other day, Hugh.
Okay, not sure why I'm not getting it. Some are still using my old one, hughohioarrl.com.
I made the change. All right, that's all I have. This KB8CMW.
Any additional questions for me for this coming weekend? Just do note that once the weekend starts, I would appreciate any I'm probably not going to be checking email that often, I'll be honest with you, and I would appreciate you checking into one of the nets and asking your question over the air as opposed to trying to call me or text me directly. You can do that on the 444.275 repeater. Any questions, please call.
Call VP.
Go ahead, OVP.
If we need to talk in instructions or something coming in, what would be a good channel?
444.275 would be the channel that is servicing the remote sites. The OEC is monitoring that frequency primarily, so you might hear them coming back to you. If they can't help you themselves, they will give us a call at the convention center and we'll respond to you that way.
Okay, just in case. So, incidentally, I heard you say Johnstown. My son is a history teacher up there. Same last name, Huffman. So, KWP.
All right, small world. Thanks, Frank, for the question. Any additional questions for myself? This is the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. Net control station this evening is KD8ION, and I'm currently taking additional questions for this weekend's Arnold Sports Festival. Please call.
IIB?
Go ahead, Kevin.
Actually, Patrick, I don't have a question for you. I have a question for you, Hugh.
Okay, I copy. Go ahead.
In the alert system, I still have you as HughOhio@AOL.com. Is that no longer any good?
That has been dissolved. Use the Gmail one.
Give it to me.
HughOhio14@gmail.com.
IO14@gmail.com. It has been changed in the alert system. Thank you. And back to net. Thanks, Patrick. KD8IIB.
No problem at all. And Hugh, you mean there was 13 other Hugh Ohios in front of you? Hi. So, one last call for any questions or comments about this upcoming weekend. Please call. I will take check-ins from any stations which may have been missed earlier. Please call KD8ION.
SGM additional.
SGM, go ahead, Mike.
Just a reminder that tomorrow night's the first Thursday of the month, and the Franklin County Auxiliary Communications Club will be meeting at Strawberry Farms and the Franklin County EMA. Tomorrow night's topic for training and discussion will be message traffic, both conducting proper receipt and transmission. So all licensed amateurs are invited to attend. We get together about 6. Everything kicks off about 6:30. We usually wrap it up about 8:30 p.m. Again, it's the Franklin County Auxiliary Communications Club meeting at the Franklin County EMA. Back to net.
Great announcement there, Mike. Appreciate you throwing that one out there for us. So I'll take a final round of check-ins for the Franklin County area this Wednesday night. It's called KD8ION. With no further business or check-ins, I am now closing the session of Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. Thanks to those who brought announcements and bulletins. Thanks to those who volunteered for public service events. This is KD8ION returning the repeater forward to normal amateur operation. This is KD8ION signing clear. Good evening and 73.